We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Milwaukee Admirals, John Greenberg, president of the club. Did I just talk to you? What's up, Greeny?
Good morning. How you holding up?
How have you been since 7:30 p.m. when we last talked on the air? What's new in your life?
Well, I'm happy to have said I woke up this morning and all is well. So just get ready for Friday and Admirals road game tonight. So just be enjoying that one on AHL TV.
Johnny, you guys got to start winning a couple games here.
Yeah, off to a bit of a slow start. That's the truth. And, you know, it's a very different team than the one we had here when we were last playing, which was poised to win a championship before we had to suddenly stop. So, you know, we've been a little spoiled here by the very high quality of teams we've had here over the years. So I think this team will get it going, and tonight would be a good time to start this.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's like pro-pandemic, but you guys were rolling. You guys were rolling then. And we talked about it last night because at some point it's like, oh, we lost the game. This stinks. But also in the back of your head, you still got to be like, but we're here. We're here. Fans can be here. We can do this. And you know, there's a lot of lessons that hopefully we did learn during the time when everything was shut down as we still navigate through this. But I hope that, you know, knowing that what you're doing, it's fun. It's a great family activity. There's a lot of diehard Admirals fans. And to be able to be there, I hope we don't, like, take anything for granted again.
Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely the truth. And, you know, our staff, thanks to Harris Turr, our owner, he kept us all on during the pandemic. And it allowed us to really get, I think, a lot better at what we do. And, you know, I think while we have no control over what happens on the ice, we certainly you know, have our staff poised to put on good shows every night so that when you come out, and, you know, we're grateful for everybody who chooses to use their discretionary income to, you know, come out for an Admirals game. And we want you to feel like you had a good time, whether we win or lose.
Yeah, I'm excited. My son's 2.5, so I'm not taking him to games yet, but I'm excited to get him out there. I'm excited to sign him up, be a member of Roscoe's crew at some point, get him on that boat. You know, I'm excited for all that stuff. So we'll be out there more certainly as he starts to grow up. But that's great, too, that people can be there. And then you guys are like, you know, you're out of a pandemic, and then, you know, you need the gate to go well. And then a couple weeks from now, you're like, hey, you know what? We're going to give a bunch of money to Children's ourselves. You guys are doing a charity game coming up in 2 weeks.
We are, and this is an annual tradition, something we started back when Harris bought the team back in 2005. So we've been having a game every year for charity where we donate a portion of the ticket proceeds from every paid ticket in the building to a local charity. And this year it's Children's Wisconsin. And so we also discount the tickets for the night. So there are tickets as low as $5. So you can come see a professional hockey game for $5, and $3 of that $5 is going over to Children's Hospital. So our goal is to fill the building and be able to write a nice big check to Children's, which is an awesome community asset, one that which I always tell people we hope we never need to use, but when we do, we know it's the best possible place we could go to.
You know, I think it's cool when we had you on last night, is what I'm trying to say, as part of our kickoff. Thank you. Before that, we had talked to Tom Pippins from Fox 6 all those years. And one of the things that Sparky asked him was, you know, people that you've seen come through and, go on to bigger and better careers. And I mean, how long have you been the president now of the Admirals?
16th year.
Yeah, so 16 years, that's a lot of hockey players that you've seen make it to the pros. That's a lot of coaches that you see. I always, like, every time I see Dean Evason, you know, with the Wild, I'm like, hey, I, like, talk to this guy in the Panther Arena, you know, in the back halls of there. And now he's coaching an NHL team. It's got to be neat to see that part of it, because what you guys do, it is, you know, people, they have the aspiration to get to the NHL, and to see all those guys come through, whether it's the hockey players or other people, I would think that's a great part of your job.
Oh, for sure. It is. It's the best, one of the best parts is watching our guys graduate. You know, we always say we hope when you get called up, we never see you again.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just saw a story this morning about Dean Evason where one of the columnists there in Minnesota was saying he deserved a contract extension. So, you know, to know that he was here for, gosh, almost 6 years to build his talent and get ready for that opportunity, it's awesome. And to see players go and do the same thing, you know, Pekka Rinne was our goaltender my first year, and he was here for a couple of years and then went on to an NHL career that may land him in the Hall of Fame. They're retiring his number in Nashville. So, you know, it's just, it's not only watching them perform, but also watching them grow as people. You know, we get these guys when they're 18, 19, 20 years old, and watching them develop into professionals and go on to do great things in the communities they live in and work in is really, really special.
You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for whoever made the current Admirals logo, because it is so good, yet that fridge one is so good, though. Your fridge ice skate guy, oh my God. I need all the merchandise with that on it. What a logo.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun putting logos together. We work with a guy named Dan Simon, and he's based in Louisville, and he does a lot of logos. But, you know, he's done Super Bowl logos. He does lots of sports teams logos. But he actually, with us, you know, I think he loves working with us because he really gets a blank canvas. You know, there's no real template when you work with the Admirals with how things are going to look. And that fridge thing, he really took that as a challenge, because, like, how do I make a refrigerator look fierce? And he managed to do it. So it was really fun.
I love it. John Greenberg, president of the Admirals. They're on the road this weekend in Ohio, in Cleveland to be exact. They've got the Iowa Wild coming next week in the charity game on the 17th. So get out there if you can, especially that charity game, to continue to help out, as you guys have always, you know, teamed up with us and helped out. And, you know, I'm not seeing you this year. I'm not seeing Roscoe this year. But we always thank you for being a part of what we're doing here, John.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for what you're doing. I mean, to continue to do this, I know it's a labor of love for you guys. And I hope everybody who's listening will call it and make a pledge and help support the good people at Children's and Robin's Nest. I think, you know, two great organizations, and I think it's going to be a huge opportunity to make an impact this holiday season. So everybody, please call and donate some money.
Greeny, I might end up calling you tomorrow just because I don't want to break this streak now. 2 days in a row talking to you. I might bug you.
I'm happy to talk to you any day, Bart. Any day.
Thanks, Greeny. Be well.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
John Greenberg, Milwaukee Admirals team president, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started. GreatMidwestBank.com today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.